This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Vienna McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Jordan. I'm joined by Dick Ficke. We're talking about the Mount Washington Valley Habitat for Humanity. They are taking applications for their next house build, and this will be going on till March 4th. We'll be getting into eligibility. For more information on any of this at any time, you can go to mwv-habitat.org. That's mwv-habitat.org. Dick, thank you so much for joining me.
Tony, thank you for having me. Good evening.
So we're taking applications for the next house build until March 4th. What sort of things are we looking at when it comes to families that we want to build a house for?
Okay. Let's go over the first, the procedure. They can obtain the applications by emailing or going to our website. And as you mentioned, the website is mwv-habitat.org, and request an application. Application will be mailed to the family, and they'll have until the 4th of March to return the application. It's a six-page application. It goes into financial background, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there are three requirements that a family needs to meet in order to be eligible to receive a house. First of all, it has to be affordable for them. We go by the housing urban development ground rules as far as finances are concerned. For instance, a family cannot make less than $25,000 gross income. Then, dependent upon the size of the family, there is a percentage that we go into a chart, a HUD chart, and for instance, a family of four cannot make more than $43,000 in gross income a year. Now, of course, that varies dependent upon family size. It differs. The point is that if they have a gross income larger than that, then they can afford a bank mortgage. We're there where they can't afford a bank mortgage. Okay, one, affordability. Two, they have to agree to partner with Habitat. And by partnering, I mean be at the construction site and put in over 300 hours of sweat equity during the time that the house is being built. Now, 100 of those hours has to be in the construction of the house itself. The other 200 hours, the family can garner in several different ways. 100 of those 200 hours can be donated by friends and family and other volunteers. The other 100 hours they have to garner themselves, and they can do it by helping in fundraising or other projects that are helpful both to the community and Habitat. The third need is need itself. They have to have a demonstrable need for the house. For instance, they have to be living in some kind of substandard situation currently. Poor heating or plumbing, overcrowding, unaffordable, unsafe, unsanitary, etc. And we'll determine that later in the process. They fill out the application and they'll mail it back in to our mailing address, which is MWV Habitat, 2 Common Court, North Conway. We will review the application. If we determine that the individual is ineligible because of how we're looking at their financial situation primarily, then we'll notify them within 30 days of the reason that they're ineligible. If you haven't heard from us in 30 days, it's because you haven't heard from us. We're still evaluating. We will narrow down the field to about 5 final applicants. Whoever has the greatest need, whoever is the most affordable, et cetera. And then we'll interview those individuals, and we will visit where they live to determine if that need is bona fide. We just put a family in a house down in Tamworth, and I use this as an example because it was a single mom with three kids. And she was able to get those 300 hours without much difficulty at all. And that's remarkable considering that she has a job and she has three kids to take care of. But she did it. The point about her is that initially we found her ineligible several years ago. I say ineligible. There was another individual who had a greater need, so we selected him. But she didn't give up. And she came back the following year. And this time we found her eligible. And she now has a house.
So it's Mount Washington Valley Habitat for Humanity. They are seeking applications for the next house build. That's going on till March 4th. You have to have that application in before March 4th.
That's correct. We have a 30-day window in which to do it. Now, when we're reviewing the application, there are several things that are going on. Obviously, we're looking at their financial situation. We do get a credit score. I have to caution that the credit score is only an indicator. It is not an absolute number that we go by. The reason is a person may have a low credit score because of illness, were out of work, couldn't pay their bills, and so the credit score dropped. Yet, if you look at the 3 or 4 year history of their finances, they have a good history of paying off bills, etc. So that's one. Two, we do background checks. We do a criminal background check as well as a sex offender check to determine that the individual is above board. Eventually, after the individual goes through the selection process, and we do select that individual, then their only real requirement after that is to put $250 down in a down payment that eventually they'll get back, that'll go into an escrow account later on. We'll have them sign a letter of agreement, an agreement to partner. Mind you, this is not a contract, but it is a commitment on the part of the family to those 300 hours and what expectations they'll have that we expect them to meet. They remain an applicant up until the time that we process the mortgage for them. The mortgage itself is interest-free, which is, you know, a huge benefit. I was running some numbers out earlier before I came in this afternoon. The average mortgage payment that an individual has, which includes principal, taxes, and insurance, is roughly around $650 a month. That is a median. There are higher and there are lower, but that's an average.
So it's Mount Washington Valley Habitat for Humanity. Applications for the next house build are being taken until March 4th. You can find all these requirements on the website, mwv-habitat.org. That's mwv-habitat.org. Dick, thank you so much for joining me.
Tony, thank you for having me.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.